Slide 1. The National Council on Independent Living Presence. Campaign Outreach Methods. Image, Elevate Logo, Campaign Training for People with Disabilities. Graphic features Capitol Rotunda in NCIL Blue, Periwinkle. Slide 2. Thank you to our sponsors. Image, Run for Something Action Fund Logo. www.runforwhat.net. Image, Act Blue Logo. Sign up for Act Blue. https://secure.actblue.com/pending_entities/new. Slide 3. The National Council on Independent Living Presence. Owned, earned, and paid media, engage with your voters. Presented by Stuart Rosenberg, Principal. Image, Foundation Blue Logo. Slide 4. Stuart Rosenberg. Stuart is a gifted strategist and campaign manager with extensive experience throughout the country. From municipal work and state legislative work all the way to working on two presidential campaigns, Stuart has the knowledge and experience to address nearly any issue that may arise during a campaign. Successes include serving as campaign manager for Houston Mayor Annis Parker's re-election campaign in 2013, digital and media consultant for the 2016 New Mexico House, one of only four state legislative caucuses to IP from Republican to Democratic, Wisconsin state field director for Tammy Baldwin for Senate in 2012, and digital vendor for New Mexico State Senator Harold Pope, Jr., the RST African American ever elected to the New Mexico State Senate. Prior to hitting the campaign trail, Stuart served as the Midwest and Florida field director for the Human Rights Campaign from 2006 to 2008. Stuart is a type 1 diabetic and a severe asthmatic. Stuart also has vitiligo. Stuart, a bald white man with tufts of close cropped dark, brown hair on either side of his head, has a goatee with the hair graying on and around the chin. He is seated, smiling inside with a white wall backdrop. Stuart is wearing an orange, collared, button-down shirt. The photo is cut off a few inches below his shoulders. Slide 5. What is owned media? Owned media are platforms that the campaign possesses and has complete control over its contents. Examples include website, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. For Facebook and Instagram, it is true that comments may be made that are not favorable to the campaign. But these media are still owned media because the campaign can restrict or remove the comments. But before doing so, think twice. Unfavorable comments, if reasonable, may just attract more engagement by your supporters. Slide 6. How are each used differently? Website. The website has three main purposes. 1. A fundraising portal. 2. Introduction of a candidate's personal story. 3. Basic introductory information on candidate issue positions. Facebook. Facebook is best for video. But note that Facebook can and should be used regularly to help build engagement. The more posts you have within reason, the more engagement there will be. And the more personal, not political, the posts, the more engagement there will be. Slide 7. How are each used differently? Instagram. Instagram is best for pictures. As with other owned social media platforms, there will be more engagement as it is used more. And, again, personal, not political, posts get the most engagement. Twitter. Twitter is best for text. But just like Facebook, there will be more engagement as it is used more. Most important, the media follows your Twitter more than any other owned medium. Slide 8. What is earned media? Earned media is information helpful to the campaign that is distributed to the public by non-owned platforms. A few things to consider about earned media. 1. Earned media is not just newspapers and news sites. For example, if a celebrity retweets a campaign tweet, that is also earned media. As a result, don't limit your earned media e.orts to solely traditional news sources. 2. Earned media is especially useful to legitimize a campaign message. For example, if you have good opposition information on an opponent, voters are more likely to believe that information is accurate if it is, RST, released by an earned media outlet, not an owned media outlet. 3. Earned media oftentimes can be more tempting than it is worth. Remember that time is money. So spending a disproportionate amount of time on pursuing earned media can lead to more e-work than it is worth. Also, note that earned media outlets are becoming more and more diffuse. As a result, an earned media message is often seen by relatively few people. Slide 9. What is paid media? Paid media is any media that costs money to disseminate. Whether boosting Facebook posts, sending out direct mail, producing radio ads, placing television ads, distributing, ears, heck, even lawn signs can qualify as paid media. 1. Any money you spend early, you can spend late. 2. The greater the bleed, the greater the inefficiency. 3. Every vote counts. But not every vote costs the same, so being ambitious in earning votes sounds good on paper, but it isn't always good for the bank account. 4. Integration of all media channels can help ensure money is spent most effectively. Slide 10. Evaluating paid media options, the most important question. The biggest mistake that campaigns make in deciding where and when to spend their resources to disseminate their message is they ask the wrong question. The question is not, will this help the campaign? The question is, will this help the campaign compared to what? In other words, before spending money on paid media, make sure there is a comprehensive budget. Only through a comprehensive budget can you know whether an expenditure makes sense as part of a comprehensive strategy. Slide 11. Evaluating paid media options, reach and frequency. Facebook boosting is so tempting. It is easy, it is affordable. But is it effective? Frequency, the number of times that any unique individual sees the paid media. Reach, the universe of people who have the potential to see the paid media. If the reach is too high, then the frequency will be too low. If the frequency is too high, then the reach is too low. Slide 12. Using owned media to influence earned media to create impactful paid media. With good opposition research, earned media may run with the story. If earned media runs with the story, use the earned media for a paid media ad. If the earned media does not run with the story, use the owned media repeatedly to try to get the earned media to rethink about passing on the story. Twitter is especially effective for this. Once the earned media picks up the story, the campaign now has a validator to support use in paid media. Slide 13. Questions. Stuart at foundationbluemedia.com. 617-816-9892. Image, Foundation Blue logo. Slide 14. The National Council on Independent Living Presence. Direct mail and more. Presented by Cara Turrentine, founder. Image, Elevate logo, campaign training for people with disabilities. Graphic features Capitol Rotunda in NCIL blue, periwinkle. Image, Turrency political logo. Slide 15. Cara Turrentine. Cara Turrentine is founder of Turrency Political, an award-winning campaign management consulting and direct mail firm. Cara is also the co-founder of Black Brown Partners. Cara works with candidates and causes across the nation to create exceptional moments of connection that affirm trust while offering an opportunity to exchange ideas and establish a firm relationship with key audiences. When Cara is not on the campaign trail, she enjoys traveling, live music, and hosting her family and friends over a good meal. Image, Cara is an African-American woman with shoulder-length black hair. She is wearing a black suit with a soft blue shirt that has a bow at the neck. Cara wears red-framed glasses and a big smile in front of a golden background. Slide 16. Why use direct mail? Direct mail is one of the most efficient and effective ways to communicate your message to targeted voters. Image, a large, blue email icon with an arrow. Slide 17. Image, a graph from the United States Postal Service. It says please rank the three most credible political outreach methods and percent top three choice. The bar graph lists the following answers: mail sent to my home, 68%, TV ads, 59%, visits to my home from campaign volunteers or staff, 47%, radio ads, 38%, emails sent to me, 34%, digital ads, 26%, telephone calls to my home, 18%, and text messages sent to my cell phone, 10%. Asterisk all figures come from a USPS and Summit Research Virginia post-election survey of 900 gubernatorial voters, conducted November 7 to 9, 2017. Slide 18. Foundation of direct mail. Research/polling. Messaging. Targeting/building your universe. Timeline. Photography. Slide 19. Research/polling. Opposition versus self-research. Polling memo. Slide 20. Messaging. What story are you trying to tell? How are you telling your story? Throw away. Skimmers. In-depth readers. Slide 21. Targeting/building your universe. The ability to target very specific groups is the most powerful aspect of direct mail. Target by several demographics like age, gender, income level, zip code, neighborhood. Know your win number. Polling. Past election results. Projected turnout. Slide 22. Timeline. Ask for a production schedule. Know your deadlines. Example production schedule. Row 1. Universe size equals 10,023. Design to client equals 22 SEP. Client approval equals 26 SEP. Payment due equals 26 SEP. To print equals 27 SEP. To post office equals 4 OCT. In mailbox equals 6 OCT. Row 2. Universe size equals 10,023. Design to client equals 29 OCT. Client approval equals 3 OCT. Payment due equals 3 OCT. To print equals 4 OCT. To post office equals 11 OCT. In mailbox equals 13 OCT. Row 3. Universe size equals 10,023. Design to client equals 6 OCT. Client approval equals 10 OCT. Payment due equals 10 OCT. To print equals 11 OCT. To post office equals 18 OCT. In mailbox equals 20 OCT. Row 4. Universe size equals 10,023. Design to client equals 13 OCT. Client approval equals 17 OCT. Payment due equals 17 OCT. To print equals 18 OCT. To post office equals 25 OCT. In mailbox equals 27 OCT. Row 5. Universe size equals 10,023. Design to client equals 20 OCT. Client approval equals 24 OCT. Payment due equals 24 OCT. To print equals 25 OCT. To post office equals 1 NOV. In mailbox equals 3 NOV. Slide 23. Photography. Hire a professional photographer. Plan your shoot in advance. Locations. Extras. Wardrobe. Waivers. Slide 24. Types of direct mail. Persuasion, positive/comparative. Get out the vote, GOTV. Social pressure. Personal letters. Slide 25. What makes an effective piece? Compelling design. Targeted message. Based on the facts/research. Timing. Slide 26. Production side. Proofers, your best friend. Printers. Mail house. U.S. Post Office. Slide 27. First class versus bulk rate. First class mail. First class mail is used for postcards, letters, large envelopes, and small packages. First class mail must weigh 13 ounces or less. USPS first class delivery is given priority over standard mail, and local mail will typically be delivered in 2 to 3 days. Pre-sorted first class. If you have 500 or more mail pieces, you can choose to pre-sort your mail. Pre-sorted mail costs the USPS less money to process and deliver, resulting in approximately 20% lower postage rate. Standard mail / bulk mail. Standard mail, also known as bulk mail, is processed by the USPS on a time available basis. Standard mail is not forwarded or returned if undeliverable unless a special endorsement is used. Standard mail will typically be delivered in under 5 business days. Slide 28. When the mail doesn't drop. Don't panic. Spot check different zip codes. Talk to your vendor. Talk to your mail house. Relationship with the USPS. Slide 29. Questions. At Cara Turrentine. Cara at tncipolitical.com. Image, Turrency Political logo. Slide 30. The National Council on Independent Living Presence. Harness the power of your email program. Presented by Phil Peary, Vice President. Image, Elevate logo, campaign training for people with disabilities. Graphic features Capitol Rotunda in NCIL blue, periwinkle. Image, Wolf Strategy logo. Slide 31. Phil Peary. Phil is a strategic communications expert with extensive experience developing and executing digital campaigns that achieve concrete client goals. As Vice President of Client Services at Wolf Strategy, he develops strategy and leads the day-to-day operations for Wolf's clients, using his digital expertise to capture the attention of journalists, policy influencers, and voters. Previously, Phil was a senior account manager at Adfaro, where he worked with the U.S. Travel Association, Department of Veterans Affairs, and at NT. At Burson Marsteller, he managed award-winning crisis and issue management campaigns for clients including the Nuclear Energy Institute and Ford. Before that, he was an international political consultant with Pensjern Berland and the technology director for President Obama's 2008 campaign in Florida. He also worked at the Florida Democratic Party managing the party's digital operations and heading up outreach to the LGBT community. Image, Phil, a white man with brown hair. He is wearing a blue button-up shirt. Slide 32. Email program agenda. 1. Email program strategy. 2. Rich and engaging content. 3. Email deliverability. 4. Smart targeting. 5. Email list growth. Slide 33. Reach your goals with email. 1. Set the goals for your email program, fundraising, volunteers, education, advocacy, get out the vote, GOTV, etc. 2. Don't treat your supporters like an ATM. Use email to build a relationship with them. 3. Move your supporters up the engagement ladder. Image, consecutive boxes. Each box has an arrow leading to the next. Boxes, subscriber, opener, clicker, volunteer, one-time donor, recurring donor. Slide 34. Engage with a variety of asks. Storytelling. Image, an icon showing a speech bubble popping out of a laptop. Volunteer. Image, an icon showing a group of people with a megaphone. Donate. Image, an icon showing a plant growing out of a helping hand. Petitions. Image, an icon showing a heart inside a speech bubble. Surveys. Image, an icon showing a hand touching stars inside a speech bubble. Advocacy. Image, an icon showing a megaphone. Slide 35. Use the theory of change. Incorporate the theory of change in your emails. It's the how and why an expected change is likely to happen. Connect your goal to the steps it will take to get there. Example, Your grassroots support helps us reach more voters and win this race so we can make housing more affordable. Thank your supporters often. Show their impact. Slide 36. Don't use ableist language. I will always stand up for our community should instead be I will always show up for our community. Additional phrases to avoid. Turn a blind eye / deaf ear to. Bonkers, crazy, unhinged, deranged, insane, loony, etc. Dumb, idiot, moron, stupid, etc. Draw contrasts with opponents but don't demean them. Slide 37. Make your emails readable. People have short attention spans. Use short sentences and paragraphs. Bold select sentences for scanning. First ask or action line above the fold. Make use of graphics, photos, and video. Test different formats, e.g. long versus short emails, to see what works with your audience. Review emails on desktop and mobile. Slide 38. Fundraising email example. Image, one half of a campaign fundraising email from Joshua Hicks for Jacksonville City Council. It features a photo of Joshua Hicks, a white man in a blazer who is smiling. The email says, Philip, it's the last day in July, and that means you're probably receiving an onslaught of fundraising emails. I don't like adding to your inbox, but it's important that our campaign finishes July strong for the following reasons. One, city government has a great impact on our daily lives. It's where decisions are made about jobs, small businesses, our environment, education, and so much more. Two, strong down-ballot candidates increase turnout. Research shows that strong local campaigns increase voter turnout by several percentage points for candidates at the top of the ticket. Image, second part of a fundraising email from Joshua Hicks for Jacksonville City Council. It reads, 3. Your grassroots donation goes farther. Local campaigns like ours for District 3 need to stretch their budgets further than statewide races. That means every dollar is spent wisely to reach as many voters as possible. 4. We are so close to reaching our July goal. If we raise $235 online before midnight tonight, we'll be on track and in a strong position heading into August. Click here right now to chip in a grassroots donation to our campaign. With your support, we will create a safer, healthier, and more prosperous Jacksonville where every person can thrive. Thank you. Joshua Hicks. The email features a blue donate button, with social media icons below it. Slide 39. Email deliverability is king. Don't spam potential supporters. Too many spam complaints will hurt your email reputation and your emails go directly into spam folders. Email algorithms weigh against high unsubscribe rates and low open rates. A smaller engaged email list is more valuable than a larger, less engaged list. Slide 40. Target your email audiences. Don't send every message to every email address you have. Segment your list by email clickers, volunteers, donors, etc. Apple's privacy change means you can no longer rely on open rates. Example fundraising email targeting, new signups from the last 30 days and email clickers from last 180 days, suppress recent and monthly donors. Slide 41. Grow your email list. Organic or free methods, candidate address book, website, social media, events, and / or joint action petitions. Paid providers, Progress America, Juggernaut Project, Daily Kos, or CARE2. $1 to $2 per email. Run Facebook and Google search ads. Slide 42. Onboarding new emails. Deploy a 3-5 email warm-up series to introduce new email subscribers. Remember the engagement ladder concept, low barrier asks build up to higher barrier asks. Example. One, candidate introduction, follow on social media. Two, what issues are important to you? Survey. Three, fundraising email. Occasional wake-up series for non-clickers. Slide 43. Four steps for awesome emails. 1. Tell a story with your emails. Link issues and values to your background and constituents. 2. Make emails engaging, readable, and interesting for short attention spans. 3. Be smart about your email targeting and segmentation. Emails sent to less people usually get more results. 4. Opt-in emails are best. Communicate with people who are interested in your race. Slide 44. Contact information. Phil Peary, Vice President. Wolf Strategy. Phil@wolfstrategy.com. 954-298-5515, M. Image, Twitter's logo, which is a bluebird flying. @PhilLippery.